The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. Repent and believe in the gospel. Those are the words that you're going to hear as the ashes are placed on your forehead today, just so you know. Repent and believe in the gospel. It's one of the various options that the church offers. The other one is, remember you are dust and unto dust thou shalt return. Neither are particularly cheery, are they? Repent and believe in the gospel is what I've chosen to share with you today. And I want to reflect on that. So we see what those words are. Those were the first words that Jesus said when he began preaching. When he came out of the desert after his 40-day retreat. After his time of renewal and connection with the Father. His time of trial in the desert. He comes into his public ministry and the first things that he says is not, "Hey everybody, here I am," but repent and believe in the gospel. And so as we begin our Lenten program, right, this journey of 40 days, we start where Jesus did. Repent and believe in the gospel. We are reminded of the sign of our faith as we are marked with the cross and the ashes that are a reminder that we're not much more than that. And yet, because of God's love, we are so much more than that. Repent. Repent, the Greek word is metanoite. Metanoite doesn't just simply mean, you know, say you're sorry or acknowledge your sins or ask for forgiveness. It's more than that. It's actually a change of mind. Metanoite means to change your mind. And this is more than just to saying, "Whoa, I'm wrong, I'm going to think differently." But it's an actual, in terms of the gospel, in terms of the scripture, metanoia is a complete transformation of the person. It's not just in your head, it's in your heart. And it's not just in your head and your heart, it's in everything you do. That an encounter with Christ changes you. An encounter with Christ transforms you. And if you are not transformed, then you didn't encounter him. Or your heart was so hard that you didn't allow him to penetrate and become one with you. And that's not what we want. And Lent is this penitential season. It's a season of discipline, it's a season of prayer, it's a season of charity. It's an opportunity to completely transform who we are and how we think and how we act in order to be more like Jesus, in order to have him shape us into himself. Right? Because Lent is aimed somewhere. It's not just a matter of denying yourself chocolate and show that you people that you can do it. Right? It's not just a matter of saying, hey, everybody, I won't be on Facebook for 40 days. I'm sorry you're going to be deprived of my clever memes. And it's not a matter of saying, hey, you know, I've given, you know, all this money I'm giving to these charities and things like that. That's exactly what Jesus tells us not to do. Because he's interested in your heart. He's interested in what's inside you, not what's outside. And that's where he wants to be. Repent. Metanoia. Completely transform. Where do you need to be completely different than you are right now? In what areas of your life? Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Where do those things change you? And if they're not, then how can we do that? And we'll discover that together as we journey through. Second, believe in the gospel. Believe in the gospel doesn't mean that you say, oh, that sounds pretty good, I like it. It's not a matter of saying, oh, Jesus said some good stuff, I'll put it on a sticker or I'll write it on my fridge. Right? It's not a matter of saying, this is a good idea. Believing in the gospel means allowing it to soak in. Allowing it to tell you that you might be wrong. Allowing it to invite you into a deeper relationship with Jesus. Because the gospel is not just a set of words. It's not just a collection of ideas or wise sayings. For us, the gospel is Jesus. Jesus is the gospel. He is the good news. And we don't have a relationship with some philosophical treatise. We have a relationship with a person who is Jesus. So believing in the gospel means believing that Jesus is the Lord. And if he is the Lord, if we believe he is the Lord of life, if we believe that he is the Lord of the universe, the Savior of the world, then what he says matters. And when he tells us to do things, it's not just a suggestion. It's because he knows what will lead us to life. He knows what will lead us to fullness. And so believing in the gospel means taking Jesus at his word, trusting him, and then doing what he calls us to do. Today is one of those days when we as Christians are conspicuous, right? We're not always conspicuous. We just blend in with everybody else, and it's meant to be that way. However, today you're going to be walking around and people are going to say, what you got on your forehead? Or, I mean, they know what you have on your forehead. What's the point of the question? Right? And then some people may say, oh, shoot, it's Ash Wednesday. And you can say, God bless you. And they may say, well, how do I get that? Where do I go? Right? People are very interested in getting to church today, especially because we have the ashes. So you say, you know what? You can go to Christ the King. They have another mass at 7 o'clock tonight, right here. If you speak Spanish, puedes ir a Monsignor Slade al oratorio a las 7 por la noche para recibir, cierto, las cenizas, pero también recibir Jesús en la Eucaristía. Right? So you tell them you can receive this, or you can go to St. Bernadette at noon or 4 in English, or you can go in Espanol a las 7 por la noche también. There's the opportunity to receive it, but it's more than just getting marked. That's only part of it, and an insignificant part of it, frankly. Repent and believe in the gospel. Be transformed and take Jesus at his word and act on that word. That's our challenge for Lent. As we walk through it, let's make it meaningful and pray for one another that we're able to take Jesus at his word and that we're able to allow our lives to be transformed, because Lent is aimed at Easter. The reminder that you and I are going to live forever. We have been given new life and resurrection from the dead because of Jesus. So everything we do should revolve around him. We start by putting his cross right smack dab in the middle of our forehead, or as close as Father can get. But every time you look in the mirror, remember who you belong to. Not just today, every day. Remember who you belong to and rejoice in that good news.